Don't worry, JP. Pretty soon we will have no wild animals. We'll just have stuffed wild animals around so we can see what they used to look like.
You want to know what animals you never run out of? The ones you hunt. Because the hunters pay a fee, and then they go out and they conserve the animals that they hunt. So don't tell me that they'll go away
you see
if you hunt them.
That's the way you see it. We'll have to debate this.
Have you ever had a bear after you? It's scarier than heck.
I believe in all wild animals that have a right to live.
We believe in them.
Yes. If you don't want them attacking your house, then there's ways to prevent that.
I don't care about my house. I want to be able to take a walk in the woods without the bears.
You don't belong in the woods. You weren't born in the woods, and you don't belong
in the woods.
The bears were born in the woods. That's where they live.
Oh, man.
Just keep hanging around the hospital in the cities. That's where you were born. That's where you belong. All right, more Nevada news. This is an interesting one. You remember first class Jeremiah Mock. He was one of the ones that was a victim, for the IHOP shooting, during the IHOP. Well, Governor Brian Sandoval spoke to him privately and said that we were inspired by the sacrifices you've made. Sandoval said that he was humbled to be in his presence. Mock is 33, one of the two Nevada National Guard soldiers that were wounded in the September 6th attack, Carson City IHOP, when gunman Eduardo Ascension opened fire on the restaurant. Four people, including three Nevada guardsmen, were killed. Nine were injured before he turned and killed himself. And even though Mock is still recovering from the gunshot wounds, shattered his arm in 11 different places.
Wow.
Yeah, he actually did return to work on the 3rd of January. And he's got another surgery, which is scheduled to transplant some nerves from his leg into his arm. But despite these injuries, he's never considered not reenlisting. He's reenlisting in the National Guard.
That's kind of wild.
It has nothing to do with the military. He said it was a random act of violence, and that's how he sees it. Proud of Sandoval. Very proud. Proud day for our country. Proud day for our state, Sandoval said. You're a true Nevadan hero and a true American hero who has served throughout the world. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And thank you from the people of Nevada.
All right.
Isn't that nice?
Cool beans.
Cool beans. One last thing before we take our break. Your common sense is coming up here in our next segment. The Department of Transportation wants to remind motorists traveling through the newly opened three-lane portion of Interstate 80. You know, that's between 4th Street and Keystone. It's going to be open. Speed limit, 55. Not 65. You're going to get a ticket.
Where? Where is this?
You know, from 4th Street, Keystone Avenue. They've been working on I-80 for 10 years.
Forever, since I've been here.
10 years they've been working on the highway. It's going to open, but now people are speeding. They're thinking it's 65, and it's not. It's still 55 miles per hour. They don't have everything out of there, and it's not completely completed. So just heads up.
So it's still 55.
It's still
55. That's what you're saying.
Well, it was down to 25 and 35 and while they were working on it over the summer. So do you have something to say, Sean?
Yeah, that speed limit thing.
That speed limit thing?
Irritated me.
Yeah.
Why?
Because, well, I live in Fernley, and I drive to and from 5 days a week. And then the speed limit, and part of there is 70 people going by at 90 miles an hour.
On a horse? 80. Doesn't everybody in Ferntucky ride a horse?
Yeah, I ride a horse. I left it outside and tied up to the post there.
Once the helicopter's after him, they really go.
So it makes it harder. Yeah, you can't get here as quick. Tough.
Well, no,
too bad, Sean.
The point is everyone's speeding, and I'm tooting along the road.
It's your option.
Well, I know it's my option, but I don't want a ticket.
Put the pedal to the metal, babe. Put the pedal to the metal. Go ahead.
But still.
Yeah, I know. Still. Take it easy out there. I mean, there's a lot of people coming from that area now. Fernley and Fallon.
Didn't Nevada used to have stretches of expressway with no speed limit?
No speed limit.
What happened to that?
People took over the animals' land. And now
not the animals again.
Stay with us. JP's common sense is coming
to
after
heck
this
with the animals.
Thanks for joining us on Broadview. We'll be right back.
1270 The Buzz.
If you've been diagnosed with kidney disease or are new to the area and you require dialysis, you have a choice when it comes to kidney care and CKD information. DaVita has been the dialysis provider of choice for Northern Nevada for more than 10 years. So why should you choose DaVita for dialysis treatment? Here are some reasons that you can consider. Because of their superior, well-trained clinical team, DaVita has helped patients live longer, healthier lives. DaVita also has 6 convenient locations throughout Northern Nevada to serve you. And DaVita offers a variety of treatment options to suit your lifestyle. DaVita's commitment to Northern Nevada includes outreach and educational programs designed to manage your kidney disease. From kidney-friendly cooking to understanding how lifestyle changes make a difference in everyday life. Schedule your tour of a DaVita Dialysis Treatment Center near you today. Call toll-free 855-887-6790. That's 855-887-6790. DaVita Dialysis, because you do have a choice in Northern Nevada for kidney care.
There's a brand new resource to help you stay healthy, fit, and happy. It's HealthyReno.com. Log on to HealthyReno.com. Find the latest health news and find a local doctor, too. HealthyReno.com.
Mitt Romney's conservative plan to control spending and create jobs has been called the boldest GOP agenda since Reagan 1980. Congressman Heck says,
President Obama promised to put Americans back to work. He failed. Mitt Romney is a conservative businessman that has shown he can lead our economic recovery.
Lieutenant Governor Kroelke believes,
just take a look at his record as governor. He cut spending and balanced the budget. No one else has his overall experience. No one.
For former County Commissioner Woodbury, it's Mitt.
Mitt Romney knows how to get this country working again. Mitt will restore America as a place of opportunity.
Congressman Amaday proudly adds,
Mitt Romney is the candidate who knows Nevada's issues. From our public lands to our private employers to our financial road to recovery, Mitt Romney is the leader we need in the White House.
Mitt Romney, because it's time we start believing in America again.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President, Incorporated.
Save big on hundreds of items for your home at Macy's Home Sale. Take 50% off all pillows and down alternative comforters. Samsonite, Delsey, Travel Pro, and Ricardo Luggage, 50% off plus a $50 mail-in Macy's gift card. Take 40% off all Charter Club Damask sheet sets and accessories. And Belgique 14-piece cookware sets, your choice, $129.99. Plus, get an extra 15% off with your WOW Savings Pass or Macy's Star Rewards card. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. Coming up in our next hour after the news, Marcus Woods will be here. We'll have a good time with him. He's a rapper, organizer, and a very inspiring young man. I think Al Cartledge is coming in to give us some tax tips, so we'll do that next hour as well. But right now, JP has a new meaning to being plastic with JP's Moment of Common Sense.
Can we talk about plastic grocery bags without hyperventilating? Whatever it is that makes liberals latch onto weird, off-the-wall, save-the-world environmental causes, the plastic grocery bag is the latest public enemy number one. And liberals are waxing self-righteous and getting riled up by false information, as usual. After living through at least a dozen bogus environmental scares in my life, I'm up to here with this nonsense. The list of bogeymen which turned out to be harmless includes DNA-damaging DDT, ozone-depleting chlorofluorocarbons, apple-poisoning ALAR, global warming-causing carbon dioxide, and the all-time most ridiculous, GM's people-killing Corvair. I loved Corvairs. They were ahead of their time and perfectly safe. And when a Corvair got old and decrepit, you could throw away the body and make a dune buggy. But Ralph Nader destroyed it with bad publicity. Bad publicity also ruined the DDT we used to kill mosquitoes, the chlorofluorocarbons that made air conditioners work so well, the ALAR that made our apples stay fresh, and even the reputation of carbon dioxide. Now it's happening to plastic grocery bags. For me, this got personal one day in the checkout line at Scolari's when I hesitated for a second over the question of whether I wanted paper or plastic. "I hope you're going to choose paper," said a voice behind me. I turned to look at the woman speaking and said, in my ever-so-cool, ice-doesn't-melt-in-my-mouth, "How is this any of your business voice?" "Why is that, pray tell?" "Well, because plastic bags are destroying the environment." The self-righteousness and ethanol vapors from the last time she filled her gas tank were practically oozing from her pores. I've probably passed this woman on the right as she drives her Prius 50 miles per hour in the left lane, and she probably uses one square of toilet paper at a time and owns a cat. Ann Coulter wrote a whole book about how liberals have replaced God with a religion of their own making, and novelist Michael Crichton makes almost the same point by calling environmentalism one of the most powerful religions in the Western world. There is no credible evidence that plastic grocery bags are worse for the environment than reusable cloth bags or paper bags. Cloth bags tend to be made in China, sometimes using lead-based coloring, collect germs at a dangerous rate, and need to be used for approximately 7.5 years to get any kind of payback on the plastic saved. Paper bags require high-energy processing and the killing of trees and take up 5 times as much space in landfills. When I got home from Scolari's that day, carrying my groceries in the plastic bags I reuse as bathroom wastebasket liners, I started researching the facts so I could be ready for Miss Prius the next time she gets behind me at the grocery store. Turns out that campaigns against plastic grocery bags are based on a slew of myths and purposely invented falsehoods, purposely invented by makers of reusable cloth bags who want more business. Myth number one, they're filling up our landfills. Truth is, plastic grocery bags take up less than 1% of landfill space, and less than 1% is merely a fancy way of saying they take up so little space it can't be measured. Myth number two, they take 1,000 years to biodegrade. Truth is, anybody with a lick of sense would know that something invented only a few years ago hasn't been tested for what happens over the course of 1,000 years. And anyway, this myth seems to contradict myth number three, which claims they degrade into toxic petropolymers, which are killing fish, sea turtles, and whales. Truth is, that claim can be traced to CNN, which had no scientific study to back it up, and it's impossible to reconcile with the notion that it takes 1,000 years for them to degrade. Finally, myth number four, stopping use of plastic grocery bags will reduce dependence on foreign oil. Truth is, plastic grocery bags are made from natural gas, not oil, produced right here in the United States. Here's the scoop. When you get past the misinformation and look at the facts, you might be doing yourself and the environment a favor by choosing plastic instead of paper at the grocery store. That's today's dose of common sense.
Well, and plastic, you know, when they quit using plastic tops for beer,
yeah,
you know, six-pack came yep. in plastic. They really did a good thing.
Because I didn't know they'd stop that. I think they still come like
there's
that.
There's very few. I mean, it's a $2.99 six-pack yeah. if you get the plastic rings around them. And the environmentalists were against those, cutting them because animals were getting caught. They were catching in them, yeah. you know, the O-ring kind of thing.
Here's an interesting thing. In Ireland, they decided to tax the plastic grocery bags. And you know what happened?
People quit using them?
People quit using them and started buying the little boxes of plastic bags for their waste baskets in their bathrooms. So they were selling way hundreds of thousands more of those. They weren't saving a doggone thing in as far as plastic. So it's just,
and that is what people use them for.
Yeah, I do.
I do. Yeah. I do in bags.
And you can recycle them. Every grocery store has a place where you can bring back.
Well, they're finding so many great things. I mean, they're making Christmas wreaths with plastic. I mean, more and more. There are a lot of different things you can do with plastic. Plus, the one of the most important things and the real advantages is you can melt them, you can change them. I mean, you can turn them into anything.
Oh, yeah, and they're recycled all the time.
Yeah, they are. I know.
It's a larger and larger percentage.
Larger and larger. Mm. Very good. Like that common sense, JP. All right, we'll be back. More to come on Broadview as we start our new hour. Marcus Wood will be here. Cartilage, Al Cartilage, and more. You're listening to KBZZ. Reno Sparks, an Americom broadcasting station, and your news is next.
CBS News. I'm Sam Litzinger. Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich are both campaigning across Florida ahead of Tuesday's Republican presidential primary.
If you help us, if you do it, we will win on Tuesday. When we win on Tuesday, I will become the Republican nominee. And then we will defeat Obama.
Gingrich is comparing his call for establishing a colony on the moon to Abraham Lincoln's push to build a transcontinental railroad at a time when the technology didn't exist to do it. He says critics, like Romney, don't understand the power of science, technology, and entrepreneurship to change the future. Romney says Gingrich doesn't understand leadership.
He was given the opportunity to lead our party. He failed.
CBS News chief political correspondent Jan Crawford's in Pensacola.
This is very conservative country. You would think Romney may not think this is fertile ground for him. This may be Newt Gingrich country, but he's really taking it to Gingrich, and he's bringing out the big guns. He's got actor John Voight. Senator John McCain is here. The Virginia governor is here. So he's really going to make an all-out push for every vote he can get.
The latest poll puts Romney 11 points ahead of Gingrich in Florida. President Obama and Republicans are blaming each other for Washington gridlock. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama says Americans he met during a recent five-state trip are optimistic but unsure Washington will get the right things done.
We weren't sent here to wage perpetual political campaigns against each other. We were sent here to serve the American people, and they deserve better than gridlock and games.
In the GOP address, Florida Senator Marco Rubio says the lack of action in Washington highlights Mr. Obama's failed leadership.
The bottom line is this president inherited a country with serious problems. He asked the Congress to give him the stimulus and Obamacare to fix it. The Democrats in Congress gave it to him. And not only didn't it work, it made everything worse.
He says Mr. Obama's simply going the wrong way. A radical Islamist group is being blamed for more deadly violence in Nigeria. Police say Boko Haram gunmen attacked a police station in the same northern city where the group killed 185 people last week. Police say three of the gunmen were killed in the attack. A second attack in another northeastern city last night left a youth leader dead. Reporter Tula Vlahu says Iranian officials have okayed a draft plan that would immediately stop crude oil sales to Europe.
The move by Iran's lawmakers is in retaliation for the European Union imposing an oil embargo and other sanctions on Iran aimed at stalling the development of its nuclear program. Europe's oil embargo is scheduled to take effect July 1st, but if the bill is passed, Iran would stop sending oil to European countries months ahead of that date.
An Iranian official says Europe won't get a drop of Iranian oil if it doesn't lift the embargo. There's word Greece and its private creditors are very close to a deal to significantly reduce the country's debt and give it more time to repay the rest of what it owes. An agreement with private creditors is seen as a prerequisite for Greece to get a second bailout from its European Union partners and the International Monetary Fund. This is CBS News.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money!
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's gotta be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Beef. It may not be what's for dinner after all.
Americans love beef, but the great drought has the potential to reverse historic demand.
For the national system, it's a huge deal.
Fields